This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Got a garden itch you just can't scratch? Here's a helper that doesn't involve rubbing your back against a hard surface. We talked about bulbs and all that label means yesterday. If you're interested in getting a jump start, you can start planting your tender bulbs indoors from now until April. You can purchase bulbs from local garden centers, or maybe you dug up your cannas, your dahlias, or your tuberous begonias last fall and want to get started. Clean up the bulbs, check for any mushy parts, and toss those. Divide your bulbs, making sure there's at least one eye per division. Use either a potting soil mix or a 50-50 mix of peat moss and perlite or vermiculite. For tuberous begonias, plant them hollow side up at the same level as the soil mix. For canna rhizomes, make sure the eyes are looking up at you. Bury them so the upper half of the rhizome is just peeking above the soil surface. Dahlias prefer to be planted in a pot with the eye buried an inch below the soil surface. If you saved your caladiums, good for you. Those guys are spendy but stunning. Plant the caladium tuber with knobby side up in small pots. Cover tubers with 1 to 2 inches of soil. Water your newly planted bulbs well and move them to a warm location. Once they sprout, get them to the light. A sunny window is great, or artificial light is fine too. Keep the soil moist but not wet. In late spring, get those babies in the ground outside and be the first in your neighborhood with blooming begonias. I'll have more information on GardenBite.com as well as some pictures. I discovered a new gladiola that's just stunning. Check out my Garden Bite Facebook page and follow me. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.